بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكرن ما يتلى في بيوتكن من آيات الله والحكمة إن الله كان لطيفا خبيرا صدق الله العلي العظيم Muhtaram ma aur behno, respected mothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before I start, I'll tell you two stories because I see meaning that Maulana informed me that many of the young sisters are here from the school also. You see, one person went to a shop and he asked that person, what you doing? He said, I'm killing flies. Nothing to do, so I'm killing flies. So he asked him, how many flies you killed? So he said, I killed 9 flies already. 6 of them females and 3 males. So he said, how you know which fly was female and which one was male? He said, the one that was sitting on the phone, that was the female fly. And the one that was sitting on the table, so those were the male flies. So 6 were sitting on the phone, so I killed them, and 3 on the table, that were the males, you see. Normally when I deliver nikah lectures, mothers and sisters, then I always give this story also. You see, sometimes the husbands, they get very angry with their wives. And then when the wife talk, sometime on the cell phone, the mobile, then the husband has to pay. Oh, he tells her something, then she back answers, then he tells his wife, shut up, keep quiet. That is a sign of an unintelligent husband. If the husband is intelligent, then he will tell his wife, oh my honey, you look so beautiful with your mouth closed. So I hope all of you got the lesson now also, inshallah. We want all of you to look beautiful. Now we start the topic, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You'll get 20 minutes or so. I'll speak, it's 3:10 on my watch. So I'll finish up by 4:20. And I give you full 20 minutes or so, or even more, to ask questions. So whatever question, anything, just write it down. And one of you small young sisters can just bring it here, and then I'll answer it, okay? Inshallah. The topic, mothers, sisters, for today's talk is the contribution of women to Islam. The contribution of women to Islam. Mothers and sisters, when we see the starting, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam is in Ghari Hira. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam received the first wahi. Who was the first person to embrace Islam? It was not a male, it was not a child, it was Sayyida Khadija binti Khuwaylid radiallahu anha. First individual among men, women, adults and children was Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. What a great distinction. You know, if a person has 2-3 wives, then there's always competition. My one cousin, I asked him, what's wrong with you? I see you got sugar also. He said, you know what? That I got 2 wives, when I 1 cup of tea, that also they take competition, one put 2 teaspoons, another one put 3 teaspoons, and therefore I got so sick also. So Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam, one day, this is Bukhari Sharif's hadith, listen attentively, mothers, sisters. One day Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam started praising Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Our mother, Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha said, Ya Rasulullah, that old lady, you want to talk about her and everything. Nabi alayhi salam was furious. He said, oh Aisha, she believed in me when the whole world rejected me. She gave me her money when no one was prepared to spend on me. She gave birth to my children, 4 daughters and 2 sons. Now listen to the ending. Innaha kanat wa kanat. She, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, she was and she was unique. No one can take her place. 25 years and more she spent alone with Mustafa Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First contribution of women to Islam. That no one embraced Islam, and the first person to embrace Islam was a female, was a lady. Her title, Tahira. What a pure, what a chaste lady she was. So we finish with one, second one. Who was the first martyr in the history of Islam? There was a family. The family was known as Ali Yasir. The father's name Yasir. The wife's name, his wife, Sumayya, radiallahu anha. The son's name, Ammar, Abu Jahl. The enemies of Islam, they got a hold of them. They tortured them. Mustafa, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would see all this and tell them, Sabran ya ala Yasir. Sabran ya ala Yasir. Oh, you, the family of Yasir. Make sabr, exercise patience. For inna mawidakum al jannah, your resting place and the place Almighty Allah has promised you is Jannah, and that, remember, is for this family. Sumayya radiallahu anha, your daughter's name, your name, my sister, is Sumayya. It means exalted and high, bought baland. So remember Sumayya radiallahu anha. They took two animals, one towards the right-hand side, one towards the left-hand side, and then Abu Jahl pierced, and you know, her most tender spot. First person, not first lady, first person to become a martyr in the history of Islam was a lady, Sayyida Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha. Let us carry on, mothers and sisters, Quran Kareem. Look at the khidmat and the service and the contribution the females made. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam passes away. The Quran Sharif is written, but not on paper only, on different things, on bones and on wood and whatever they could find. In time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, the whole Quran Kareem is written on paper. In time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, remember, same what it was, he passes away. The master copy of the Quran Kareem is given to Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha. In time of Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an, they want to write the Quran Kareem according to the dialect, the script of the Quraysh. From where are they going to get the Quran, the master copy? Go tell Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha, we want the copy which Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyida Umar radiallahu anhu had. You see the contribution of ladies to the Quran. Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha, the daughter of Sayyida Umar, gives the Quran and says, take, use this as your master copy. So what a great contribution. Just to digress for one moment, mothers and sisters of Zambia, you come to South Africa and you visit Cape Town. The first Quran Kareem written in Cape Town was written in Robben Island more than 300 years ago by Imam Tuan Guru, Qazi Abdus Salam. They were kept there as prisoners, political prisoners. Imam Tuan Guru was a Hafiz of Noble Quran. From memory at Robben Island, he wrote the whole Quran Kareem, mothers and sisters. When you go to Boer Kaap, Boer means high and Kaap means Cape. So where the Hilton Hotel is, go to Cape Town, and where the Hilton Hotel is, next to it you will see the Masjid, the Oval Masjid. And if you go near, you will see written 1794. 1994 in South Africa, we had our first democratic elections. Turn the clock back 2 centuries, 1794, Sarki, her name Sarki van die Kaap, Sarki of the Cape, meaning of Cape Town, She donated the first land in 1794 for the masjid, the first masjid in the history of South Africa. You see your contribution, my mothers and sisters? You are the ones who made such great contribution. Come to hadith. I told you about Islam. I told you about martyrdom. I told you about Quran Kareem. Now let's come to ahadith. Nabi Muhammad Mustafa alayhi salatu salam used to teach the people, and then sahaba, male and female, used to write it down, memorize it. Our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, when we count her ahadith reported through different chains, 2,210 ahadith. Who was there to tell the ummah how Nabi alayhi salatu salam made ghusl? Who was there to tell the ummah how Mustafa alayhi salam read tahajjud salat? I give you one example. The masla ye is this: if the husband touches his wife, kisses his wife, and then he goes and performs salat, does the wuzu break or not? Our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha says the hadith in Tirmidhi, إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل بعض أزواجه مصطفى عليه الصلاة والسلام would kiss some of his wives ثم يصلي and is to read salat ولم يتوضأ and shouldn't make wudu. The reporter of the hadith is Sayyida Aisha رضي الله عنها. She is telling you what's happening inside the house. Her nephew, listen carefully, attentively, ma'o beheno. Her nephew, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha's nephew, her sister's name is Asma. Asma's son is Urwa. Urwa tells his khala, Urwa tells his masi, his mother's sister. Asma is his mother, and Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha is his khala, his masi. So he tells her, Ma hiya illa anti fadahikat. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to kiss you, O auntie, and she smiled. You got the lesson? Understand, mothers, sisters, the private things of Nabi alayhi salatu salam's life, our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha mentioned all these type of things. So this was the great, great contribution. Yeah, this morning with the ulama, we went to your people's jamia, the Darul Uloom. We visited two girls' madrasas this morning, visited the orphanage, alhamdulillah. The most authentic hadith kitab is Bukhari Sharif. When you study the history of Bukhari Sharif, how it went through from time to time and who were the people to teach it, make a note of this, my mothers and sisters. There's a lady, her name, Karima Makhzoomiya. Karima Makhzoomiya. Karima Makhzoomiya is that lady that she used to teach Bukhari Sharif in Makkah, and the men used to come and learn Bukhari Sharif by her. She lived for 100 years. She never got married. People like Khatib Baghdadi, great, great giants behind the hijab and parda, they used to study at her feet. You understand woman's contribution, mothers and sisters? Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, his name was Muhammad bin Ismail. Muhammad bin Ismail, when he was born blind. Imagine you give birth, mothers and sisters. It must never happen, I'm just giving an example. And when you give birth, your child is blind. All your aspirations, your hopes are dashed. This was no ordinary mother. She cried and she wept and begged Almighty Allah and never lost hope in the mercy of Allah. Then what happens, mothers and sisters? After 5 years, Bisharat and Bushra and glad tidings come. Oh, mother of Bukhari, look at your son. Allah has blessed him with Basarat and Basirat. With sight and insight, he becomes Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, the greatest scholar of Hadith. Till today, we see any part of the world when they teach Hadith, they must teach Sahihul Bukhari, Bukhari Sharif, written by Imam Muhammad bin Ismail al-Bukhari. A mother's dua. Mothers and sisters, I want to take you to something contemporary. And this lady grew up here in Lusaka, and she grew up here in Zambia. Those of you who were here 30, 35, 40 years ago, you will know who I'm talking about. The father's name, Dr. Muhammad Salih Siddiqui. He was a neurosurgeon. His wife's name, Ismat, Begum Ismat Siddiqui. Her maiden name, Farooqi. The father goes and reaches Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh. The mother goes and she reaches Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anh. So father, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, and mother, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anh. The first child they had, Muhammad Ali, he's 48 years old, he's a space architect. You know, when they make all these rockets and that, he's the one of the many architects. He's 48 years old. 44 years old is Dr. Fawzia Siddiqui. And she's in South Africa, she left today. Now she's in a plane. And she is a doctor, Harvard graduate, everything. And then 40 years old is Dr. Afia Siddiqui. I want you to listen to the story, and I want you to see how one lady is shaking the Americans and the world. She's a Hafiza, she's a Alima. Today she's 40 years old. She was born in 1972, and she grew up in Zambia, and then they went to Pakistan. Her brother was already in the States, and he did not want that his sister must get married very early. So he told her, sister, you're a genius, and a genius she was. Every exam of hers, she came out first. Whether it was in lecturing, whether it was in debating, whether it was a classic academic studies, and lo and behold, she studied in America, and then they gave her a full scholarship, and then she graduated there. All that happened, but one thing failed, her marriage failed. She was married to a person, she did not meet that person, it was an arranged marriage, and his name was Dr. Amjad Khan. That marriage produced three children, one beloved Ahmed, one beloved Maryam, and one beloved Suleiman. Listen to their story now. In 2002, the father passes away, so the mother goes into iddat. 3 days after the father passes away, this Dr. Amjad Khan gives Afia talaq. 3 days after her father passes away. So the mother is in iddat and the daughter also is in iddat. 2002. What was her crime? What was her crime? Her crime, inverted commas, my young daughters, my young sisters, listen. She excelled in her studies. She knew the Quran Kareem by heart. I'll tell you about the Quran just now. Mothers and sisters, 2003, March the 29th. Now March 29th will come, exactly 10 years it will be. March 29th, the iddat, everything was finished. She took her three children, and that time Ahmed was 6 years old, and Maryam was about 3 years old, and beloved Suleiman 6 months old. She left Karachi to go to the airport, and from there she will fly to Islamabad. And what will she do? What was a crime? Inverted commas. She wanted to bring about a revolution through a new educational system to change the syllabus in the whole of Pakistan, and said that I have a syllabus and a curriculum that will teach the children of Pakistan how to learn. How to learn the academic sciences, how to learn Islam, everything they can learn. But before she reached the airport, she was kidnapped. 2002, March 29. Her children were separated from her. Imagine you are a mother and your children are taken away from you. 6 months old, Suleiman was taken away. That was the last. Till today, no one knows where Suleiman. According to the reports we got, majority of the people say, Ye to Allah ke pyare ho gaye. He already passed away. But the family still has hope, and we also pray, inshallah, how Ahmed came back to the family, how Maryam came back to the family, if Allah wills, Suleiman will also come back. Mothers, sisters, from 2003 to 2008, the whole family, no one knows where she was. Listen to the Zulam, mothers and sisters, never mind the enemies, the Muslims. Parvez Musharraf, the general of Pakistan, the dictator of Pakistan, sold his own people to the Americans and the enemies. And for each one, they used to get hundreds and thousands of dollars and millions of dollars. He wrote this in his own book. 400 people he gave to them, and in exchange of approximately 400. And for each one, how much money they collected. She is sent from Pakistan to Bagram. Do you know where is Bagram? In Afghanistan. For 5 years she's there. She was raped. She was harassed. She was tortured. There was no female toilets, mothers and sisters. She was prisoner 650. Remember these things I'm giving you. She was prisoner 650. I'm digressing now. When Allah wants to give hidayat, my dear mothers and sisters, my young daughters, listen. When the Taliban were in power in Afghanistan, there was a lady who came from London, and to carry the story, her name Yvonne Ridley, she was a non-Muslim. And she got her story, everything, and now she's leaving Afghanistan. Between her, Afghanistan, and to cross the border and enter into Pakistan, 400, 500, 600 meters, less than a kilo, she is on a donkey. And she has the burqa and the hijab and all that like a Muslim lady, so that she can go and no one will touch her. Allah wants to give hidayat, my dear mothers, sisters. The donkey jumps. When the donkey jumped, the Taliban and the police saw, this is a lady with jeans, this is a lady white in complexion. They stopped her and said, you are a spy. They took her back into Afghanistan. They interrogated her. Now listen, when the commander came, the big people of the Taliban, she writes and says, we invited her a few years ago. She says, I was sure now my turn has come. They will rape me. They will torture me. They will finish me. She says that he sat in one corner and left me and told me, what is your story? She related the story, and then they accepted the story. They didn't touch her. They didn't torture her. And they asked her one thing, oh Yvonne, we will release you, but you must give us one promise. She said, what? She said, they told me, if you don't embrace Islam now, then at least promise us you will read the Quran translation. She says, I gave them that promise. And she read the Quran and she embraced Islam. Now bring her story to Afia's story. 2003, she is kidnapped. In 2008, Sister Yvonne Ridley goes to Bagram. She's a white lady, she's a journalist, and she's a Muslimah. And there she finds our sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui. How much torture, my sisters? The men that were there used to hear the screams of one lady, how she was being tortured day and night. For 6 days, the men went on strike and said that we will not eat this food until and unless you stop torturing this lady here. You see what they do to our mothers and sisters? The Pakistan government sold her out. The Afghanistan government sold her out. And then she is taken by the Americans. And mothers, sisters, what is the charge against her? The charge against her is she pulled a rifle and a attempted murder against the American soldier and marshal. In court, she was not charged for terrorism. The gun story, there were no fingerprints. They accepted the gun was not shot, no one pulled the trigger. If anybody was shot, it was Dr. Afia, two bullets went through her. How many years is she put away for? 86 years. In solitary confinement, where? In the hell hole. The hell hole in Texas. That place is known as one of the worst prisons in the whole of America. Mothers and sisters, I want you, Khan, call kar suno, listen to one Muslima story. They stripped her, removed all the clothes, and they took her Quran and threw it on the ground and told her, Afia, if you want your clothes back, then put your legs and trample and walk on the Quran. Are you listening, my sisters? They told her, walk on this Quran. A lady with iman, a lady with a hafiza, a lady with ghairat and shame and modesty said, I will never do that. The soldier, the man, took his gun, the butt of the gun, he hit Afia's teeth and the teeth even fell out. Then one of the females felt like a bit sorry. That night, she sees Nabi Muhammad Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives her a talk. Just that there is a lot of injustice. But you, Afia, you are my daughter. You, Afia, you are my daughter. You see, when one person makes sacrifice, then it shakes the world. Today you must remember, mothers and sisters, there is a story to be told. These are the people who speak of democracy. These are the people who speak of human rights. These are the people who go and torture. Before they take her to trial, they send a man to go and interrogate her. And every cavity of hers, they insert their fingers there. Can you imagine the zulm they make, the oppression they make? This is America. This is what they did to our sister. But look at Dr. Fauzia. When she speaks, maybe on Channel Islam you'll heard it. You heard a mother speak. You know? Go and read the Battle of Qadisiyah. Go and read the Battle of Qadisiyah. There was a lady, Khansa. When Khansa radiallahu, Khansa, you give birth, sisters, give your daughters name Khansa. Kha, Noon, Sin, Alif, Hamza. K-H-A-N-S-A-A, Khansa. Kanat adibatan sha'iratan. She was a linguist par excellence. She was a poet, poetess par excellence. What is the meaning of Khansa? The lady whose beautiful, beautiful eyes. When Khansa heard one son, two sons, three sons, four sons had passed away in the Battle of Qadisiyah. Go read about Qadisiyah in Iraq. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu an was the general and how they won that battle. In one battle she lost four sons and she came and she said, Alhamdulillah alladhi sharrafani bi'awula. O Allah, I praise you. You have honored me that my four sons have given their life in your path. Wa ana ummu shuhada, and I am the mother of martyrs. Mothers and sisters, if you understood nothing, understand this line. Our Islamic history is not written in black and white. Our Islamic history is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama and scholars and the red blood of our martyrs. Our Islamic history is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama and scholars and the red blood of our shuhada and martyrs. This is Begum Ismat, the mother of Fauzia, the mother of Afia. I heard the interview yesterday on a tape, on a CD. She said, Mujhe to fakhar hai apni Afia ki. I have so much pride, not pride in the meaning of happiness, pride that my daughter today has given honor to the Muslim Ummah. My daughter today has given honor to Pakistan. Mothers and sisters, when Allah puts people to test, then make dua. Today is Friday. Between Asr and Maghrib, imagine she hasn't seen her children. She doesn't know, maybe her Suleiman is already maybe passed away. And remember, they drug her. And Allah forbid, they want to make her mad and insane. What things they have done to her. When the Judge Berman passed the verdict, 86 years, she stood up and said, Judge Berman, I forgive you. Will me and you do that, mothers and sisters? So we are speaking of an extraordinary lady. My appeal to you, it's a long story. I brought some books and some pamphlets. I will give your ulama, and inshallah, you can take that from them, make photocopies. One of your sisters, maybe I should give you the CD. And you know, tomorrow you tell me which one of you, I'll give you the CD and make 100, make 500,000 copies and flood the whole of Lusaka and make special dua today between Asr and Maghrib for Masjid al-Aqsa and for Sister Afia and for the Mujahideen and for the Mazlumin, the oppressed people of this world. When we live in our comfort zone, in South Africa, in Lusaka, in Zambia, different parts, then many a time we become oblivious. Hum bhool jate hai. We forget the plight of others. That must not happen, sisters. Shed one tear. You look at Hollywood and Bollywood and Robin Hood and you cry. This is not Bollywood and Robin Hood, sisters. This is the reality of life. So I make dua that inshallah each one of us can make special dua for a special family, and they got special ties with you here in Zambia. So remember, go back to your history. There are some families who know Afia well, who know Fauzia well, and maybe you know Muhammad Ali, the brother, as well. So remember, we have a duty to make sure our sister Afia comes back to her family in Pakistan, so we can send emails, we can create awareness and conscientize our people, and don't follow the West and say West is the best and white is right. No, I just gave you one incident of what they did to our beloved sister. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for her and grant her real afia, safety and comfort, inshallah. Okay, mother, sisters, you can fire up. It's 22:04. You got 15-20 minutes to give your questions quickly now. Don't make long stories now. You know, sometimes you women, yeah, make long. This happened and this happened and this happened. And make quick story, shortcut everything, inshallah. Got two wives, three wives, four wives. It's not a bed of roses. Remember, it's very difficult. Now see, we come back to Quran. That was just a story, you know. Yeah. The young children mustn't fall asleep. Therefore, we have to tell stories. فَإِنَ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُ. When you fear, you cannot make justice between the wives. فَوَاحِدَ. Then you get one wife only. So you got it? So the person must have the financial means to look after the two, three, four wives. He must be able to practice on justice. And third one, he doesn't get the second wife, third wife through haram means. You see, in our shops, you know, everywhere no more, 90%, 80%. Now the big shot, the baji, the mota, he got the secretary. And the wife, bichari, is at home. So that's why they call her secretary, because she keeps all the secrets, you see. So now Mota, the Baji, was busy. He's old, but he's not cold, you see. So Baji started getting busy with the secretary here. And then when his wife caught him, he said, no, I want to make her my second wife. That type of Baji, Islam says you must give him the death penalty. In Islam, there's no place. First you go do haram, dandas, adultery and all that. Then you say you want to make second wife. No. So Islam don't allow that. If you do it the proper way, then Islam allows it. But with conditions, you have the financial means, you have the physical means, you can fulfill the rights of all the wives, and you can make justice also. So you must remember this table. And Baji, you got 2, 3, 4 wives, when you die, then all of them will inherit also. So you have to think about all that also, you see. Yeah. So there are many issues. So my advice to you, sister, don't worry of people calling you maid and this and all that. You make istikhara and you stay in that marriage and don't walk away. And read a lot, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Allah, bring about love and enhance our marriage. Can Mufti sir, can a girl talk to her cousins in Parda? If there's a need, then she can speak. But all this BBM and just chit-chat and socialize, that is not permissible. What you did today, my dear cousin? What you all that? So all this kind of talk is not permissible. You understood? Yeah. You see, Quran says, "Wala taqrabu zina." Don't even go near fornication, adultery. Because you must remember, وَلَا مُتَّخِذِينَ أَخْدَانَ وَلَا مُتَّخِذَاتِ أَخْدَانَ. The boy cannot have girlfriend and mistress, and the girl cannot have boyfriend and sugar daddy. You know sugar daddy? Yeah. He's an old man, bichara, one leg's in the banana peel and the other leg's in the grave. But still the lady want to get married to him. Why? Yen mansa duat as ana mansa bruat. He can die, at least his money will come my way, you see. So you can't do that. What I spoke is Afrikaans. Salam Mufti sahab, I'm doing his, my memory is still weak. What dua to read? Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, every Thursday night, the night of Friday, this last night, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu came and said, Ya Rasulallah, I memorize and then I forget. So Mustafa, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sayyidina Ali, every the night of Jumu'ah, what we call Thursday night, after Maghrib, after Isha, read Surah Yasin. Read Surah Dukhan, chapter 44, in the 25th para, 25th juice. Read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. And read Surah Tabarak. 4 surahs, Surah Yasin, Surah Dukhan, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and Surah Tabarak. You should read it in Salat, but now most of us, you don't know it by heart. So look inside and read it, and then you make dua, Allah will give you good memory. Shakawtu ila waki in su'a hifzi. Imam Shafi'i says, I went to my teacher Waki, and I told him, I have a weak memory, oh my Ustad Waki, Waki bin Jarrah. فَأَوْصَانِي إِلَىٰ تَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِي. He told me, oh Shafi'i, Muhammad bin Idris was his name, leave committing sin. فَإِنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُورٌ مِّنْ إِلَٰهِ. This knowledge is nur and effulgence from Almighty Allah. وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُؤْطَىٰ لِعَاصِي. And the more sins we commit, Allah deprives us of His knowledge. So stay away from sin, my sister. More Bollywood, more Robin Hood, more Hollywood, no. Stay away and inshallah you will become quick Hafiz. You know my Ustad is still alive, 90 years old. Hazrat Maulana Salimullah Khan Sahib, Hafizahullah, in 27 days, you heard correctly, in 27 days, he became a Hafiz of the whole Quran. You see, mother, sisters, he's the only person living that I know. If the husband during his lifetime gives his share to his wife, then the wife dies, how will the inheritance be divided? Would the wife's brothers and sisters to also inherit? When a husband gave it to the wife, the transfer took place of the house, the car and the money. Then the wife passes away, so the husband will inherit 25% if there's a child, children. If there's a son there, a son of this lady who passed away, so the sons and daughters will inherit the ratio 2-to-1. Her brothers and sisters will not inherit. Remember always, if the mayyid left a son, then the mayyid's brothers and sisters do not inherit. If the mayyid, you the sister, you passed away, you left your husband and you left daughters. One daughter you left, she'll get 50%. You left 2 or more daughters, then they'll get 2/3. Then there'll be still some percentage left, then that will go to your brothers and sisters. But if there's a son, that son of yours will deprive your brothers and sisters. How to pray Durood Tunjina for difficulties. Remember to read Durood Tunjina is permissible but not sunnah. Remember that nicely. Durood Tunjina is man-made. It's not something Nabi alayhi salatu salam taught us. Some person, Waliullah, was in a ship or boat and it was about to drown. They were about. Then he read the dua. So you can read it. It's permissible but not sunnah anytime. But better than read that is read Quranic du'as. Better than that is read the du'as Nabi alayhi salatu salam taught us, because those du'as will be sunnah. So we should be very clear on that issue. If a girl is baligh and does not wear parda but wears scarf and does not show her hair, does she get the guna? She will get guna if she goes now to game and pick and pay and all that, because your face, Surah 33 verse 59. Surah 33 verse 59. Ya ayyuhan nabi, O Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, qul li azwajik, tell your wives, wa banatik, and your daughters, wa nisa'il mu'minin, and the believing men, they are women, yudnina alayhinna min jalabibihin, that they must bring to themselves the jilbab. Sister, you are 16, 17, 18, 20 years old. I ask you a question. Now somebody wants to come and see you because maybe he wants to propose for you. What's the first thing he's going to look at? He wants to look at your Mubarak face. Because the face is the markaz, is the main part of the beauty. And that main part, we're exposing it. You see, Fatima and myself, we went to China. Now, we just came back now 1 week, 2 weeks. Now, mothers, sisters, we went for touring and all the day and few lectures, you know, like that. So, the Chinese are very short. I'm 6 feet tall. And Fatima, she used to wear, I wear white, she wear black, and the hijab niqab. So when we walk, these people think that some people came from outer space. So they start looking at me, how tall is this chap? And then they look at Fatima with all her face covered and all this. They think now she's a really some other creation this is, you know? So this stuff. So bada al Islam ghariba wa sayawud ghariba fatuba lil ghuraba. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Islam started as something strange. Islam will return as something strange. So be glad tidings, good news for you. You stick to Islam even if people find it strange. You got it, my strangers? You got it? We say, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. No! We will be Muslim wherever we are. That is the lesson we must learn. So remember that. So we must not apologize and compromise. We must say we will be Muslim wherever. Okay, I've been married for a long time. There's a problem, my husband has another wife. And because of that, I'm having a hard time. What do I do? Read Rabbana Hablana min Azwajina and read Ya Wadudu abundantly. And if he's not making justice, then Nabi alayhi salam said, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi and Abu Dawood, Man kanat lahu imra'atan, if a person has two wives, wa mala ila ihdahuma, and he bends towards one, he favors the one over the other, ja'a yawm al qiyamah, and he will come on day of qiyamah, wa shikkuhu saqit, his whole body will be bent towards one side, he'll be humiliated. Tell your husbands, my dear sisters, that I, Abdul Qadir Hussein, tell you all this. You see, there's a saying in English, the new broom sweeps clean. The new broom sweeps clean. But aid this part. Yes, Habib, you must tell him, the new broom sweeps clean. But tell him, the old broom knows all the corners. The old broom knows all the corners. Now what is the meaning? He got married. Now the new wife is there with all the perfume. And she's there with all the makeup and all that. And shining and glittering. And the old wife, Bichari, she's busy with the zembak and everything there. And old and cold also maybe now, you know? Now after 1 year, 2 years, he, Mr. Husband, with 2, 3, 4 wives got sick. The new wife told him, I got no time for you. Bring your checkbook and debit card and credit card. That old wife, she will still make khidmat of him when he is sick. I've seen this hundreds of times. So remember, that is the loyalty of the first wife, 90%, I don't say 100%, but 90% of the time. So that is why, tell him that most of the time, second wife, third wife, the intention is not right. Islam allows it with conditions. Okay. Is it allowed for a girl to wear towards soccer and cricket? You see, I do Q&A on Channel Islam. So the one lady wrote, she say, when I look at my husband and I look at the Pakistan cricketer, I said, no, my husband is out of action in this type of. So you see, mothers and sisters, so when you start watching all this, you start fantasizing, how I wish that man was my husband, how the man watched the women, half naked, totally naked, whatever, they start fantasizing. Even when they're sleeping with their wife, they're not dreaming of the wife, they're dreaming of that woman on the screen. So therefore, to fantasize like this is not permissible. Therefore, you, my young sisters, every one of you start today. Is Mubarak Day, Friday, Jumu'ah, and it is 1st of Rabiul Akhir, 1433. Read every day. I used to read every day, and I got my Fatima. She got 10 brothers, and they needed one goalkeeper, so they made me the goalkeeper. So we must remember that. So every day read, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. So I just went there, and I told I want to get married and finish. And we got married, we had no house, no nothing. We went to Pakistan, we stayed there in the hotel, and then I took her in the flat, and we stayed there. So you must remember, that's how we got married. So quick, everything happened. So mothers, with Allah's help, everything. So you must read, learn the dua. Then you won't worry about the soccer player and this player. You will worry about who? You see, today the husbands, I don't say all, but majority of them are not so good to their wives. So many problems. They will tell their wife, oh my honey, my sweetheart, I'm madly. You see, in the Quran we have mud. You know mud? So that madly, they will put the mud there. They will say, I'm madly in love with you. But let the secretary or one smart woman pass there, they will be looking more at her than the wife. So madly they in love, you see. So mothers, sisters, read ya wadudu, and inshallah Allah will bless you with someone good, and you will have good children and everything. Last question we're taking now, mothers, sisters, then I'm going to make dua, then it's fine. So we got the interesting question as the last one. Is jam allowed without music? Now let's say there's a jam here, right? And there's no music. I ask you that when you go to the gym, then there will be men there. You say, no, there's no men there. Okay, only woman. So now you will be doing exercises there. Stretching your leg this way, stretching your hand this way, stretching this, wearing the tracksuit, all that. Another lady is looking at you like that. So you must remember to do all that in front of another lady is permissible. No. So best thing is you tell your hubby, oh hubby, me, I want to be slim and trim for you. So buy one bicycle, buy some this, buy some that, and then you both get fit there in your house. And if you can't buy bicycle, start jumping on the bed, both of you, and see who can jump higher, inshallah. So you must remember. Then both of you will get fit, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين إن شاء الله we're leaving now, we'll be back tomorrow. And now when I covered my wife, I have to take her for some honeymoon also. So anyway, mothers, sisters, that holiday and all. So there's some questions left over. So if these very good questions, Monday night you will listen to it on Q&A. I will say these are special questions from Zambia Sharif, inshallah. Okay? Okay, mother, sisters, Maulana gave this question here. He says that I must read this question out, right? I haven't seen the question, I'm just taking a paper now. Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Sahib. I'm a South African lady. I met my husband through chat room on air, Mixit. He came to South Africa, married me, and I am in Zambia now. Okay? I'm married less than 1 year, and it is living hell. I am not used to all this cooking and staying home most days. When I bring it up with my husband, he says I nag. I told him, I want to get a job, but he said stay at home. I provide for you well. Why work outside or enjoy our home? I am from South Africa. I want to work. I used to work. We do not stay in kitchens as much as our Zambian sisters. Muftizab, tell me, how can I adjust? I am 25 years. I know I sulk a lot, but it's become I miss South Africa, my parents and my good friends there. I have packed my bags more than 5 times now. We argue over petty things, but I can't figure out how to solve my marriage problems. Sister in trouble. Okay, sister, we don't want you to be in trouble. We don't want you must mix it. We want you must fix it now, right? So how are you going to fix it now? Because you met him on Mixit, so we have to fix it now. So mothers and sisters, now you, sister, it's for you, but the advice is for everybody. You see, mother and sister, when you get married, the Quran Kareem tells us, the shaitan, his biggest aim, يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِ. The shaitan wants to cause a separation, divorce between husband and wife. You understand? Every day, Maghrib time, the shayateen, the Iblis and his cronies and Jamaat, they meet up, the shaitans. He asked, the Iblis asked the shaitan, what you did? He says, I told that person to go casino. He said, okay. What you did? He says, I told that person to commit fornication, adultery. Alright. What you did? I told that person to take drugs. Okay. Then one shaitan stands up, he says, I made ABC person give talaq to his wife. He calls him Faltazamahu. He embraces him, the big Iblis embraces him and says, you did the best job. The hadith in Sahih Muslim. So sister, when you feel negative, you want to pack up your bags, go back to South Africa, all these type of things. Now you must turn the negative into positive. Say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You are not solving the problem, sister. You are running away from the problem. Remember that. That's one issue. Second issue, have a heart-to-heart talk with your husband. Okay, hubby, you want, I must stay at home. Fine, I'll stay at home. Now buy me a laptop, buy me an iPad, buy me something, and I will do work for you from my house. Or I will start home industry and see how your time will be occupied. And you must start ta'aleem in your house. Take Riyadu Salihin, take Hadith Kitab and read in your home. And inshallah, you will win your husband's heart and you will win your husband's checkbook and debit card and credit card also. But don't make that intention from the start. That will happen slowly. So you must remember. Then you must tell your husband once a year, once in 6 months, come, let's go South Africa. MashaAllah, it's not so far, by plane is 2 hours. Or you take a nice ride and go one long weekend and so forth. It's something natural. You must miss South Africa. You were born there. You spent so many years there. Then last point, sister. You need to ask yourself. Let's say, I don't know you, I don't know your husband. Let's say your husband is a bad person. Example. And now you are living a troubled life, as you write. But sister, are you not part to blame? You were playing the Mixit. You were playing the chat room. So when we started something that was not permissible, then JC Niyat, Vesi Barkat. So when our starting, the foundation was not good, then remember the building will also be a little bit crooked also. So make sincere tawbah, beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness. Ya Allah, we all are sinners. We committed major sins, minor sins. Forgive me, O Allah, and make my life pure and chaste and fulfilling. See, I give you this example and then I'm finished. Mothers, sisters, here in Zambia, you don't have ocean, nah? Your land borders right through, right? But you'll know, you've got big Kariba Lake, you've got your Victoria Falls, all that. Let's take Kariba. Let's take Durban. Most of you have been to Durban, Mauritius. You see, mothers, sisters, when you look at the lake, when you look at Durban, the ocean, you will see bubbles on top. You see that foam, that bubbles? So see the example, you young sisters, see the example Quran gives. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. As for the bubbles, that foam, it disappears, it goes away dry. So anything based on falsehood is like that bubble, and then it will disappear. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And the second one example, beneath that bubble is the water. So anything based on truth is the water. Water is an asset to humanity. So you Muslim, you Muslimah, me and you, become the water, become the asset to humanity. So become an asset to your husband. And then see how he will say that now the South African lady is the my right choice I made, and he will be happy with you. So you must not become the bubble, sister. You must become the water. That is the example Quran is giving, because the bubble is the sign of falsehood and the water is the sign of truth. And read Ya Wadudu and everything. Allah be pleased, inshallah. Jumma time, I told them, the problem today is, in marriages, the husband and wife meet. Their bodies meet, but the hearts don't meet. So how are we going to make the hearts meet? Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Oh Allah, bring ulfa, bring mahabba. Oh Allah, bring love in the hearts. Then not only the bodies will meet, the hearts will also meet, inshallah. Allah make it easy.